Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Monday morning. John Montone taking off Columbus Day, apparently. So we have me, Lee Harris, in the newsroom, and we have Glenn Schuck out in the field this morning. And the field this morning is the Bronx. A woman was living there, had an order of protection against her estranged husband, but it looks like that order of protection didn't afford much protection. Let's get more now from Glenn, live from the Belmont section. Glenn?
And here at this apartment on 187th Street, in the Bronx, Lee here, and we're talking about 40-year-old Luz Perez. Let's talk about her. She's a mom of five. Her life has tragically come to an end. Sources telling us that Perez had a restraining order against her estranged husband for months, and recently, in fact, he allegedly burned her in the eye with a cigarette butt. In fact, that was only a couple of weeks ago. And then some point between Saturday night and Sunday morning, and then one of the kid's five-year-old son, Luz Perez's five-year-old, who was sleeping in the next room, woke up Sunday morning and found his mom dead and was screaming repeatedly from the window here that has some bars on the window. He was screaming, trying to stick his head out the window to get some help from a passerby. This was around 7:30 yesterday morning, again screaming for that help. And then we caught up with Josh Pemberton, who's a guy who lives here in the building.
It's shocking here because, you know, it's right in the building. There's a lot of little kids in the building and stuff like that. It's really shocking here.
We spoke to a number of people, Lee, in fact, in the building, said they didn't hear or see anything during these overnight hours, Saturday into Sunday. So that, of course, is a part of the mystery, but no mystery that Ms. Perez is dead. And they're looking, police are, for the estranged husband. No arrest, though, as of this morning. In fact, we haven't even been given his name, so not really officially listing him as a suspect here, but it seems pretty apparent which direction this case is headed, so we'll follow the story this morning.
Yeah, another one of those cases that give orders of protection a bad name.
Yeah, and in fact, other neighbors here are saying that this estranged husband had been coming in and out of this apartment several times, almost at will, it seemed, in recent weeks. Luz Perez had actually moved here away from him and only been in this apartment for a couple of months to try to get her life restarted. Unfortunately, now her life is over.
All right, Glenn Schuck, live from the Belmont section of the Bronx this morning on the All Local. It is Columbus Day. The Columbus Day Parade will step off at 11:30 this morning at 44th and 5th and run up to 72nd Street. 130-plus bands taking part. Grand Marshal will be Massimo Ferragamo of the Ferragamo Fashion House, founded by his father. We'll have live coverage on 1010 Winds and Traffic and Transit to steer you around the many, many street closures. And on this Columbus Day, Governor Cuomo has worked up about the decision not to include St. Francis Cabrini among the seven women who will be getting statues in New York as part of the She Built NYC statue program run by the mayor's wife, Shirlane McCray. The governor notes that Mother Cabrini did get the most votes of all 300 women under consideration.
Let's stand up. Let's demand respect for our community. Let's lead the way by taking action. And let's build a memorial to Mother Cabrini. And I pledge my full support.
The governor speaking at the Columbus Citizens Foundation Gala over the weekend. The governor will be marching in the Columbus Day Parade, also in that parade afloat featuring Mother Cabrini. Added by the Diocese of Brooklyn, Monsignor Jamie Gigantiello telling the New York Post, if the city won't honor Mother Cabrini, then we will honor her. There'll be a vigil tonight for the four people shot to death in a suspected gambling den in Crown Heights over the weekend. Eddie Williams knew one of the victims. The victims were all from Brooklyn. Dominic Wimbush, age 47, Chester Good, 37 years old, Terrence Bishop, 36, and John Thomas, he was 32. Three other people were wounded at the unlicensed Triple Aces Club. They're expected to survive. The search continues for the killer or killers. So far, no indications that this was gang-related. The way things are going, this will not be a record low year for homicides in New York City. There have been 257 so far this year, seven more than this time last year. The murders of those four people in Crown Heights over the weekend pushed up the count, as did that rampage that left four homeless men dead earlier in the month. The city had been on track for a record low homicide rate during the first half of the year. A group called Equality for Flatbush is demanding the closure of a bar called the Zombie House in Prospect Lefferts Gardens, Brooklyn. E4F, as the group calls itself, claims that the white-owned bar is culturally appropriating Caribbean culture and not doing anything to stop people from being assaulted inside the bar.
Since 2018, we have received reports of women being assaulted either sexually or physically in that bar, and that there has been a widespread situation around gender-based violence.
That's Imani Henry, executive director of E4F, which was formed to fight harassment of tenants and harassment by the police in the gentrifying neighborhood. There will be a protest today to demand that the owners of the Zombie House turn over surveillance footage to the police. So far, no comment on this from the NYPD. Here's a name you've probably never heard in all those reports about best places to live. Patchogue. Yes, that Patchogue. The American Planning Association has named Patchogue one of the four best places to live in the whole USA. Now, nothing against Patchogue, but you may be asking, what happened to the rest of the country? Actually, the ranking is based on Patchogue's transformation from sleepy village to vibrant community with shops and entertainment and nightlife. The APA apparently uses different criteria than most of these best place rankers. Other hot spots on the list include Lee's Summit, Missouri, historic downtown Delaware, Ohio, and the Short North Arts District in Columbus, Ohio. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.